William Norris is in karate class. The quiet 9-year-old and his mother are the only students today. William's 7-year-old sister Elizabeth is humming and dancing around the perimeter of the mat. William and Elizabeth both have ADHD. Their mother Vicky says getting her children to do the things they like is crucial to helping them manage their disorder.
You know, I treat their interests as very important, and I think that gives them confidence and helps them. And of course, you know, we do the outside stuff. You know, I spend time outside. They go to an after-school program and do that, and they go out and ride their bikes.
Norris encourages her children to be active and play outside. When she hears about the study linking time outdoors to a lessening of ADHD symptoms, she says it sounds like common sense to her.
There's some scientific basis for the old mother statement, go out and get some fresh air.
But Dr. Bart Hodgins, clinical psychologist at UAB's Sparks Clinic, isn't quite so sure that fresh air is enough to do the trick.
I can't see where just going outside and walking around and looking at the birds is necessarily going to have an effect on children's behavior. So I think that it's a very preliminary study, at least in terms of what I've read, and intriguing, but still leaves you wondering, you know, what it is that they're saying is actually having an effect.
Francis Kuo, one of the authors of the Green Time Study, explains time spent in green environments is what's seeming to help. The study took a national survey of parents and had them record the effects of different environments on their children's behavior. The study found that after children spent time in an outdoor, natural environment, they had an easier time concentrating. Kuo says she based her study on a theory developed by University of Michigan's Stephen Kaplan.
He's suggesting that environments and stimuli that are sort of effortlessly engaging, that put us in a kind of quiet fascination mode, allow us to rest the part of the mind that is used in concentrating. And so life, especially for kids in school, is fairly mentally effortful. The idea is that that part of their brain gets fatigued, and then they need to recover before they can really be very effective at doing homework or paying attention to their parents.
That may be true, but according to Hodgins, the only treatments that have withstood the test of time are medicine and behavior therapy. Norris agrees, but says sometimes those two aren't enough.
The medicine helps. It's not a magic bullet. It doesn't cure everything. And then the behavior therapy helps a lot, too. You have to use those hand in hand. And then you have to just know your child and what works for them.
It might seem that the media is saturated with the release of new studies on ADHD. But Kuo says parents are the best judge of what therapies will be effective for their children.
Parents really do know what things are good for their kids, what things are not good for their kids. So I think the advice I would give is pay attention, you know. Start trying. Okay, if the kid seems to be a mess after watching Power Rangers all afternoon, then cut back on Power Rangers.
Nora says she's open to trying what's making news, but says, for her, the best source of information on how to manage children with ADHD comes from real-life experience.
Parenting is not a science. It is very much an art, and there is a lot of hit and miss, and you just have to try new things and see what works.
One of the new things Norris tried was UAB's summer treatment program. Started last year, the program combines traditional academic classes with recreational group therapy sessions. The kids also spend a significant amount of time playing sports. Hodgins is the director of the summer treatment program. Though he isn't confident in the Green Time study, he believes there could be a link between getting children to work up a sweat and ADHD relief. He's actually done some work in the area.
Aerobic exercise does produce neurochemical changes in the brain, and you can, you know, make the argument that those changes could lead to changes in behavior. And I think it is an intriguing idea to look at its effects on children with behavior problems like ADHD.
Until then, Nora says parents of ADHD children should just pass on the sage advice of their own mothers.
You need to go outside and play.
For WBHM, I'm Francesca Roscoe.